There is many a cliche in hockey to describe things a team needs to do to play effectively. Pucks in deep, play our game, get pucks on the net, being just a few examples. The one that would be most apt in describing the game tonight between the North Bay Battalion and the hosting Kingston Frontenacs would be, starting on time. 3 goals in the first 10 minutes of play would give Kingston an insurmountable lead early as they would claim victory 5-1 over the visiting troops. Bolstered not only by a blistering offense, but by an outstanding performance by rookie netminder Gavin Betts in his first OHL start, stopping 29/30 shots for a .967 save percentage. The puck dropped on the opening period and Kingston wasted absolutely zero time getting into the game. A quick 2-on-2 developed with Matthew Soto cleanly carrying the puck into the battalion zone, and with a quick pass over to Jacob Battaglia the puck would find its way to the back of the net to bring the match into Frontenac control just 1:29 in. Not satisfied with just one early goal, Kingston would keep up the pressure. 34 seconds later the Frontenacs entered battalion territory, swiftly and precisely moving the puck around the zone until a shot from the point by Luke McNamara rebounded off McKivor's pads and onto the stick of Tuomas Urinen, slamming home his 11th goal of the season, and the Black and Gold squad's second of the game. The 3-0 goal would hit the back of the net 8:27 into the period off a textbook tic-tac-toe play. Starting with Ethan Miedema rushing the slot, sliding the puck to Cedric Gwinden, who flung it cross-zone to Gage Hayes who picked his spot and extended the Frontenac lead. Unfortunately for the guys in white and green, the second period wouldn't improve their situation. The battalion would find themselves on the power play early in the period, firing a few shots against the Frontenacs, but nothing going in. The puck would be cleared down to the North Bay end, and an aggressive forecheck from Gage Hayes would create space for Cedric Gwinden to get an unobstructed look on net for the 4-0 shorthanded tally. Shortly after, Urinen would find a clean shot on net and extend the lead 5-0 in his second of the game. The third period was much more physical from the North Bay squad. Heavier forechecking and backchecking, more dynamic scoring opportunities on the rush and more turnovers being forced. The power play opportunities for the battalion looked a lot better as well. The puck movement was more natural and the percentage of chances one might consider high danger significantly increased. With this improved play, the troops would finally break through, albeit with just over 2 minutes remaining. Shamar Moses found the puck low in the Frontenac's zone and with a quick wrister got the first goal for the battalion, and final goal of the game to bring the game to a 5-1 close. Frankly, it would be unfair to say this is a best-on-best matchup between the two squads. The battalion have been plagued by injury to many of their key pieces. Anthony Romani and Inat Pazzi earlier in the season being especially of note, and more recently skillful overage forward Andrew LeBlanc. Also, it would be remiss to not mention the absence of battalion head coach Ryan Olayan, this absence being for a positive reason though. Olayan was named one of Team Canada's assistant coaches during the CHL USA Top Prospects Challenge that takes place November 26 in London, Ontario, and November 27 in Oshawa. The battalion next play game 1 of an away back-to-back next Friday, November 30, against the Sioux Greyhounds at 7:07 p.m.